This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Biden administration, as you have surely heard, said it is temporarily not going to decide whether to let new liquid natural gas export plants be built. It's effectively a pause while it reviews LNG's climate impact. The United States is already the world's biggest LNG exporter, capacity that is expected to double over the next couple of years. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on what this pause might mean for the domestic and the global energy economy.
There's already a process in place for vetting LNG exports. The Biden administration is explicitly saying that process needs to take into account climate change and energy costs. Samantha Dart is head of global natural gas research at Goldman Sachs.
So the implication is that this approval process is, at the very least, become lengthier and at worst may not lead to more approvals going forward.
Dart says in the short term, this won't have much of an impact because projects scheduled to come online in the next few years won't be affected. But longer term,
this is especially important for countries like Germany and for Europe more broadly.
Benjamin Salisbury is senior energy policy analyst at Haidt Capital Markets.
There's a movement and impetus to wean themselves completely off cheap Russian natural gas, and they need to plan for years and decades ahead for alternate sources.
Domestically, this is also a play for energy security, says Ademaju Allen at Rystad Energy, and a nod to politics.
The administration ran on a very green initiative, and so it's important heading into an election to try to make sure that you actually come true on the initiatives that you ran on.
Even if the policy outcomes won't kick in until long after Election Day. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.